Now let's go to the movies. Jason DeRosso has joined me. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Julie.
The Perks of Being a Wallflower, starring Logan Lerman as Charlie, a freshman in high school, who is the wallflower in question, and Emma Watson as one of the seniors who takes him under their wing. Now, there are a lot of rite of passage teenage wallflower movies about, I guess. What's special about this?
I think what's special about it is that it lacks a kind of irony or cynicism. It's a very sincere film, and that's a very difficult thing to get right. It could have been naff on so many levels, but it shows a certain restraint, while at the same time it's just so expressive. I almost cried at the end of this film. It left me with this very strong lingering memory of adolescence that was almost as strong as my own memory of adolescence. So, yeah.
It's directed by Stephen Chbosky, and it's unusual because he is actually better known as the novelist who wrote this best-selling memoir.
He adapted his own novel and directed it, and he's done a really good job. I mean, watching these teens navigate the fraught emotions, the highs and lows, and there are some pretty strong lows in this film, of these years at high school is a bit like watching people on Dodgem cars or something. It's quite a captivating spectacle, and yet he's done nothing kind of brilliant. He hasn't reinvented the rule book of cinema, but it just works so well. I think the performances go half the way to it, and the rest of it is just, I don't know, he knows how to picture a car speeding along a nighttime freeway with a group of friends, and it just evokes so much of what it's like to be a teenager.
And what's Charlie's specialness?
Well, Charlie's pretty psychologically fragile. But I think on screen what's amazing is that as an actor, Logan Lerman has a real solidity about him. So he's not really the wallflower cinematically that he is as a character.
Okay, I'm very intrigued about that. The Perks of Being a Wallflower is rated M.